Do I have to go to the best sports broadcasting school to have a career I'll be proud of?
Welcome to the Sportscasters Club Radio Show, where it's all about becoming a better sportscaster and a better sports fan. And now, your host, a man who has trained sportscasters at Marist College, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and Fordham University's WFUV Radio, Rick Schultz.
Welcome back to the Sportscasters Club online radio show. I am Rick Schultz. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks for sharing the program. Thanks for passing it along to friends and family members who are aspiring sportscasters. It is amazing. It's been a lot of fun what we've done since January 1st, and we're so proud and so happy that you're here. Today, it's an interesting program because it's a question that we have touched on before. A few months back, we had a question that someone sent in to questions@sportscastersclub.com, and it was about the validity of attending one of the premier sports broadcasting institutions, whether or not it was a necessity. And it is a question that I've gotten a lot. Certainly when I was teaching at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, I got the question often. But I also got into those type of conversations when I taught for many years at Marist College, and then when I was the sports director and also taught at Fordham University, it would come up. And those two universities have really excellent communications departments and sports broadcasting focused departments. But I would get that question, and I still do, from students who ask, how important is it to go to a top flight university that's well known for sports broadcasting? Is it crucial? Is it necessary? And my answer might surprise you. Just to give you a little bit of my background, we've talked about it before in the past, but in addition to my on-air work, I transitioned to the coaching side as well. Taught at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, taught for many years, as I mentioned, at Marist College. I attended Fordham University for sports broadcasting. Graduated in 1998, was mentored there by the great Marty Glickman. It was a great experience. And then I went back as the sports director of Fordham University, which was at WFUV Radio, which was a great thrill to work with and to manage a department of about 50 student broadcasters on the 50,000-watt station WFUV, which is a breeding ground for tremendous media professionals. And so that was a great thrill. So my answer to the question, do I have to attend the best sports broadcasting school? My answer might surprise you. And I do have an opinion on it. It's an opinion that's been ruminating in my mind for 20, 30 years. And I will share that opinion next.
Have you been searching for a community where you can connect with aspiring sportscasters, established sports broadcasters, and serious sports fans? Are you looking for a place where you can network, improve your skills, and grow your career? Come join our exclusive Sportscasters Club VIP membership community. Go to sportscastersclub.com and click on membership. That's sportscastersclub.com and click on membership. And during our grand opening, use the promo code SPORTS to save 50%. So join our exclusive VIP community today. Visit sportscastersclub.com and click on membership. We'll see you there.
So great to have you back with us here on the Sportscasters Club online radio show. You can check out sportscastersclub.com for all of the articles, tips, courses, membership groups, books, all the different things we do to help aspiring sports broadcasters and help those of you that want to become a sportscaster grow a career, and also it's a place for sports fans as well. I am Rick Schultz, and the question today that I'm going to answer, do I have to attend the best sports broadcasting school? Well, I hearken back to my background, which is why I shared it with you, the fact that I did go to one of, if not the premier, sports broadcasting institution in the country, Fordham University. And Fordham has been well known for decades as being such a great place to build a sportscasting career for a lot of reasons. And those reasons all played into why I went there. I went there because it was the place that gave birth, broadcasting-wise, to Michael Kay, Mike Breen, Chris Carino, Bob Papa, and so many more earlier generation broadcasters. And then when I was there, it was our generation and people that I went to school at Fordham with and graduated with and broadcast games with, people like Tony Reale, Connell McShane, Spiro Dedis, Andrew Bogish came a couple years later, and then Ryan Rucco and some of the newer generation that have been tremendous. But the reason Fordham is so great and WFUV is so great is because, number one, it's in New York City. Number two, the tradition stems back all the way to, athletically, Vin Scully is one of the gods of Fordham University, if you say it that way. But Marty Glickman was obviously a broadcast pioneer, and we've talked a lot about Marty on this radio show. And when I was a student there, Marty would come in and work with us every week, critique our tapes, talk to us about the business, help us in our career growth. And that a lot of what Marty taught us is what I try to bring to the Sportscasters Club, the same philosophy, the same attitude towards the role of the sportscaster and how to improve. And so that's why I went to Fordham University, because of WFUV and because of Marty Glickman. I knew I could get on the air, I could broadcast games, and I could be mentored by Marty Glickman. The great thing was, a year into my time at Fordham University, a gentleman by the name of Bob Ahrens joined WFUV as its first sports director, and he took it to a completely new level. Within a year, we were covering Mets, Yankees, Jets, Giants, Knicks, Rangers, all the professional teams. We were in the clubhouses, on the field, in the locker room. And so while that was not the reason I went to Fordham, because it hadn't been the case, it now was. And the program under Bob's leadership became a lot more structured and a lot more in-depth and broad. And so it took what was already one of, if not the best place to go for a sports broadcasting career, and took it up 5, 10, 20 notches to where it is still today. And so it was a great place, and it helped start my career, and it's been extremely important for many reasons, not the least of which is the ability to go back 20 years after I graduated and become the sports director when Bob retired. But there are other institutions that are great as well. Syracuse University is unrivaled with its list and its names that have come through the university. Marty Glickman being one of them. Bob Costas, Mike Tirico, and on and on and on. It's hard when you start naming the names, whether it's at Fordham or Syracuse, because once you start, you're going to leave tremendous professionals out, and it's tough because there's so many. So Syracuse, again, another great one. And just look around New York City. Just around New York City alone, you've got some really great sports media programs, whether it be Hofstra, Rutgers, just to name a couple of the others. Marist College up north has really blossomed and become one of the excellent sports media and broadcasting universities on the East Coast. So some great options, some great opportunities, and that's just in the New York area. And I know I left some out, even in the New York area, but that's the problem when you start naming names. So with all those great options, I get that question still, and I know you've heard it. Do I have to attend the best sports broadcasting school? Well, you have to balance it against the real-world reality. And it does come down to economics. It comes down to value in the marketplace. It's really tough to go out and spend $50,000, $60,000 a year for an education, 70, whatever it is. And then you graduate and you can get a job in radio making 25. Doesn't seem like the ROI is there. Return on investment. Doesn't seem like it's there. And yes, you can go back, and I often do, you can go back to the discussion about the student loan crisis to begin with, the fact that we as taxpayers, we back and support loans to 18-year-olds for $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 when they don't know what they want to do. And we just think that's a good business decision as a country, as a taxpayer, to finance and guarantee that. So of course rates keep going up. Tuition keeps going up. It's all backed by us, the taxpayer. How smart are we? How smart are we? You're turning 18, here's $100,000, here's $200,000. Have fun. Good luck. Go out there and become a great broadcaster. I think, listen, there's problems with that whole model. And so do you want to attend the top university and come out of school with $100,000 debt, $200,000 of student loan debt, and then face the reality that you might land a job in journalism or media and you might be making $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year? I think 50 is if you're fortunate and lucky and live in a big metropolitan area. I think most of the time it's a lot less than that. So looking at it through the goggles of dollars and cents, return on investment, am I better off to go to one of these premier institutions, or how about going to a community college and then transferring? That's one option. That's actually the option I did. Went to a couple years of community college, then transferred for my last three at Fordham. Or do you go to a state school for 4 years and have a tuition bill that's a quarter of what it would be at a premier private institution? Food for thought. But it's certainly not a decision that can all be made on dollars and cents, because there are a lot of intangibles. I spent a few minutes telling you all the benefits and the reasons why I went to Fordham, why I went to WFUV, because I knew it would put me in the company of people like Mike Breen and people like Marty Glickman and people like John Andres, and eventually talking with and rubbing shoulders and meeting and knowing people like Ernie Harwell, and having them influence my career and critique my work and guide me along the path. I mean, how can you put a price tag on that? How can you? Can you? I don't think you can. That's why I went there. So you've got this balancing act. On one hand, all the great benefits of going somewhere like Fordham, Syracuse, or another top broadcasting institution. And on the other hand, the financial reality of the dollars and cents, what you spend versus the return on that investment and how long it's going to take you to recoup it. You know, when someone buys a business, they are usually not willing to pay more than 4 times the net profit. So if you spend $100,000 on a business and purchase the business, you expect to break even in 4 years or less, give or take, different in different industries. Yet in the world of academics and the world of private universities and education, depending on your major, you might get your return on investment in 20 years. You might be 50 years old and have kids that graduate high school and they're in college. You're still paying off your own college. That's a reality now. So is that a wise thing to do? I think the answer is not always black and white, but all I can do is offer some of the things that I've learned over the past 20, 30 years after attending one of those premier institutions. And especially after meeting and knowing and building relationships with so many in this industry. If I take a cross section and I just think about you know, the top 20 or 30 high-profile sports broadcasters that I've talked to or that I've corresponded with over the past few months or whatever time period. And I looked at what university they went to, what college they went to. I think it's probably about half and half, where half went to those premier institutions like I did, Fordham, Syracuse, you name the private, high-priced institution, and half didn't. They may have gone to a college I never went to or never knew about, never heard of sometimes. And a lot of times it didn't stop them. And that's a great thing. You know, people that come to my mind are people like Kevin Burkhart went to William Patterson. Great school. But I don't think it has the reputation of a Fordham or a Syracuse, broadcasting-wise. But Kevin Burkhart is at the top of the top, the top of the heap. Number one, he's great. Number two, he's a hard worker. Number three, he's a great guy. And so when I was working with Kevin, when I was at Fordham, and he was in college in New Jersey, and we would meet on the weekends and broadcast the game of the week for WGHT in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, whether it was basketball or football. Not once did we ever talk about where we went to school in terms of it being a limiting factor, because we were both shooting at the same thing. We were both shooting at a great broadcasting career, and where we went to school did not play into it as far as we were concerned. We made our decision, but now we are going for it. And obviously, Kevin hasn't been held back at all. Certainly hasn't. So I think it's half and half. Honestly, it's half and half. If you look at the top broadcasters, the top professionals that you know, that are household names, I'd say probably half of them went to those prestigious private universities and half didn't. And I think the way I answer the question then, based on that evidence, is the most important thing is what you do with it. The most important thing is the people you meet and the experience you get, not necessarily the college you attend. For example, there were people that paid the same high tuition as I did at Fordham, sat in those same meetings with Marty Glickman, yet failed to act on his advice, failed to act on the things he wanted them to work on, for whatever reason, failed to have that ambition to build a career, and therefore, not that this is bad, but maybe they're not in the field anymore, and maybe they were gone and off in a different industry very quickly. So their time in sports broadcasting didn't last long, even though they went to the best place to start a career, in my opinion, Fordham University and WFUV. But they didn't act on it. That's not right or wrong. That's great. A lot of them I talked to, one buddy of mine is a teacher. He loves it. He's been a teacher for 20 years. He was a very strong member of WFUV when I was a student there. And that's what I thought he wanted to pursue. But he didn't. And he went into teaching. He does a great job. Great guy. And there's obviously other people that go to a university or college that's not known for sports media. Maybe they go to a state school. Maybe they go to a school that is very low on the tuition side, and that's the main concern. But yet they find somebody who has a local station that needs somebody to do sports casts or do high school games. And they find someone else in that community that has been there before, and they build relationships and they get their reps on the air and they improve as a play-by-play broadcaster and they build a career and flourish and eventually end up in a big market and do a terrific job, because you can do that too. So I think, to answer the question, that's the name of the show today: do I have to attend the best sports broadcasting school? My answer, no, you don't. You just do not have to. Now, as I said, it can help. It can be a big benefit. It can pay dividends. It can launch you in ways that other schools can't. But it has to do more with you than it does the school. It has to do with what you're going to do with it more than what you actually learn. And by the way, what I learned at the radio station and actually covering games at Fordham and calling games at Fordham, much more valuable, along with the people I met there, much more valuable than anything in the classroom. And I think that holds true for sports broadcasting in general. If I had it to do over again, that is one thing I would have done differently. Not that you asked, but instead of majoring in communications, I probably would have majored in business. In fact, I know I would have. Because that those skills, the things that I do now on the business side, in my life and in running Sportscasters Club and all the different things that I'm involved in my interests, they evolve over time. And that business foundation would have been a great benefit and certainly wouldn't hold back anything in the broadcasting field. So I've heard broadcasters say they would have majored in English or finance or something like that. I completely agree. For some broadcasters, it's a backup option, a secondary plan. For others, it's just a more well-rounded education because your major really, in my experience, it's the real hands-on stuff that's going to build your career. It's not what you learn in a classroom. So what you major in is kind of secondary, in my opinion. So to answer that question, do I have to attend the best sports broadcasting school? No, you don't. It's more important what you do with it, the ambition you have. You can meet people. You can go out and show a hunger and a desire and an ambition and build a career in the middle of nowhere at a small school. And then when you graduate, you'll be so happy you don't have tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loan debt because it'll give you the flexibility to be able to maybe move somewhere and take a low-paying opportunity to get on the air because you don't have that debt. Got to consider that part of it too. The return on investment plays into the flexibility and the options you'll give yourself as you build your career. It's not only about dollars and cents now, and what you can buy with those dollars and cents, but it's about the flexibility you have. So if I go to a great school and I come out of school with a $500,000 student loan payment every month, and I get offered a position making very little money, but it'll put me on the air, it might be tough for me to accept. But if I just graduated from school and I've got no college student loan debt, and certainly it's possible. Listen to Dave Ramsey, Anthony O'Neill, everything they do at the Ramsey Solutions Group. It's possible. If I graduate with no debt and I get offered that same broadcasting position to make very little money, maybe I can take it because I'll still have enough to pay my bills and launch my career. So I think those are factors that have to go into it. We talk a lot about these kind of things at Sportscasters Club, definitely on our new VIP membership community. These are the kind of discussions that are going to evolve as sportscasters talk to each other. So hopefully if you're not in the VIP membership, certainly go to sportscastersclub.com and become a member because you can hook up with a lot of different broadcasters and talk these issues out and find some mentors and build relationships. So hopefully you'll join us there. But I hope this answers that question. Do I have to attend the best sports broadcasting school? No, you do not. And when I come back, I'll wrap it up.
Is this the year you want to learn all you can about a sports broadcasting career? Visit our website, sportscastersclub.com, for articles, tips, advice, and a ton of free resources.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did, because it gave me a chance to relive some of my youth at Fordham, my progression in the coaching and teaching side of the sports journalism business, but also hopefully I was able to offer some advice that might impact you positively. If you agree or disagree, leave a review, or you can always send me an email and let me know what you think. questions@sportscastersclub.com. That's how you send in your feedback or ask your questions. And next week, we'll probably get back to the regular question and answer format. But this time, I really just wanted to dig into this question because it's an important one if you're an aspiring sportscaster. and it is one that we get quite frequently. So I hope it helps. If you have your comments, shoot them in. Otherwise, it's been a blast to be with you again. I am Rick Schultz, and we look forward to talking to you again next time.
Thanks for listening to the Sportscasters Club radio show at sportscastersclub.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you will never miss an episode. And thanks for liking, sharing, posting reviews, and spreading the word.